Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, April 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stock markets opened the week lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 248 points to close at 37,735. The S&P 500 was down 62 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day 290 points lower. Stocks spent the morning in positive territory after Iran's attack on Israel Saturday resulted in minimal damage, but that optimism wore off after Treasury yields moved higher in response to March's retail sales report coming in hotter than expected. Looking at individual stocks, Goldman Sachs was a bright spot in an otherwise down day. Shares rose 2.9% after the bank said quarterly profit rose 28% from a year ago. Tesla shares fell 5.6% following reports that the EV maker would cut more than 10% of its global workforce. H&R Block shares edged higher. The company said it was experiencing technology outages, preventing thousands of last-minute tax filers from sending in the returns today. And shares of Trump Media and Technology Group fell 18% after Truth Social's parent company said it would let investors exercise warrants, which allow the holder to buy shares at a specific price. Exercising warrants can cause share prices to fall because they increase the number of shares available in the market, which can fuel a sell-off. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.